Working here in the Barnett Shale requires that you have the best equipment available, because every job counts. Put Energy Weld Fab to work on your next project. Energy Weld Fab manufactures oil and gas production equipment, as well as fabrication of custom vessels, piping, and structural steel. The Energy Weld Fab sales staff has a wealth of knowledge working here in the state of Texas and other regions, as some of their biggest clients are folks like EOG, Chesapeake, Quicksilver, and XTO. Call Mike Clements at Energy Weld Fab's team today with your questions and ordering information at 903-297-2500. That's 903-297-2500. Energy Weld Fab is your number one choice for oil field and production equipment, because they understand that every job counts. That's Energy Weld Fab at 903-297-2500.
Texans know all about taking what we're given and turning it into something good. But finding solutions isn't always easy. Sometimes you need the backing of a bank like Pinnacle Bank that understands your unique banking needs. Here when you need us. That's the Texas way. And at Pinnacle Bank, we think that's the way banking should be. Visit us online at pinnbanktx.com. Pinnacle Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Did you know that Complete Production Services is one of North America's leading oilfield service providers, offering field support solutions, equipment, and well production optimization and enhancement to some of the largest oil and gas companies? Complete Production is fully committed to developing solutions for your operating environment and can handle any oilfield demands, well servicing, and rentals. Most importantly, they are committed to superior customer service and also focus on safety and the environment. Service, expertise, innovation. Complete Production Services. Join us online at CompleteProductionServices.com.
His goal?
100 yards rushing.
Our goal? To keep him in bounds.
Headed to the sidelines. Can he stay in bounds?
While he covers the play, we cover his heart with the Word of God. Because with the Bible as his playbook,
touchdown!
He is certain to keep in bounds. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
The Western Company of Texas is the premier oil field water transfer service in the Bakken, Barnett, Fayetteville, Haynesville, and Woodward Shale, basically all the shale plays. Their goal is to efficiently transfer water to your next completion job with the best service possible to meet all your water transfer needs. With over 100 miles of water transfer pipe and over 90 high-capacity pumps on hand, they're ready to go to work on your next water transfer job 24/7, even with the most demanding timelines. Their employees log over 430,000 hours a year laying pipe in some of the roughest terrain with zero delays and zero excuses. Give their team a call at 682-831-9300. That's 682-831-9300. Or online at wct.us.com.
It's the show you don't want to miss. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Stay tuned as Elissa goes up close and personal with some of the biggest names in the world of sports. From Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach to legendary broadcaster Pat Summerall. Think big. Think big. It's all happening right here on the Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. And I tell you what, Fort Worth is the place to be, especially if you are a junior golfer. In fact, in the month of July, Fort Worth City Junior Championships, they had another fine showing for the boys. They were celebrating their 75th year. It is truly, for me, it's one of my personal highlights, having a son that had the opportunity to play in it for the past couple of years. And it's always great when I can run into the executive director of the First Tee of Fort Worth, Kevin Long, who does an amazing job. Welcome back, Kevin. It was great to see you out there.
Great to see you, Elissa, and thanks for the opportunity to come on your show again.
Well, let's share with all of our listeners, a lot has happened over the past 12 months with the First Tee of Fort Worth. Kind of get us up to date on what you guys are doing, because it's more than just teeing it up. We got some construction and hard hats going on.
We do, we sure do, and that's actually the biggest news, of course, is a project that's been over 5 years in the making is coming to reality. The Ben Hogan Learning Center for the First Tee of Fort Worth at Rockwood Golf Course is going up as we speak here today. And this is our opportunity to have an educational center, over almost 6,000 square feet, a library, classrooms, club repair room, hitting bays, all kinds of things that educationally will support the kids and our program. And a really cool piece that is unique, I think, to First Tee Chapters across the country is this museum area that sort of celebrates the legacy of Mr. Hogan, but also the history of all public golf in Fort Worth, including that city championship tournament that you just mentioned your son played in. That story and those trophies will be housed in the new learning center as well. So we're really excited. Should be done by the end of the year. And we have a lot of grand opening ceremonies and celebrations planned for sure, and we're excited for it.
And as I understand, Kevin, in December of 2007, the Ben Hogan Foundation, that's when they first began their sponsorship of the First Tee of Fort Worth. How did this dream for this facility come into fruition? I mean, when was this birthed?
Well, you know, funny, I think some great leaders got together even long before I was involved with it. But as far as the Ben Hogan Foundation, you're right. The Ben Hogan Foundation was formed to support education and children's services throughout the country, you know, in the name and honor of Mr. Hogan. But Robert Stennett, who's the executive director of the Hogan Foundation, and Mike Wright and Lisa Scott, Mr. Hogan's niece, and Mike Wright, who's the head golf professional director of golf at Shady Oaks, where Mr. Hogan played, obviously, and spent his latter years. We all came together with some other folks in the community and felt like they needed to do something to honor Mr. Hogan's legacy. And what better way to do so than a program that provides great life skills and the opportunity to participate in golf, you know, for thousands and thousands of children in the community, turning them into great community leaders. Very similar to the experience that Mr. Hogan had, you know, during his time. So I still remember the day that Mr. Stennett, though, called me. It was actually during Colonial when he called me and let me know that this was going to happen. And he asked me if I was sitting down, and I said no. He said, well, you're going to want to go ahead and sit down. They've been a great partner. We've had astounding support from so many entities in the community. But having the legacy of Mr. Hogan, the reputation of Mr. Hogan, the credibility that comes with that in the Hogan Foundation has meant an awful lot to us. And you know, one of the really neat features on the building is it just so happens that Mr. Hogan's swing sequence breaks down into nine different panels or nine different sequences.
Isn't that something?
It just so happens we have the First Tee's nine core values. So on the side of the building is a panel in limestone etched carvings that sort of immortalizes, if you will, those nine swing sequences, each paired with one of our core values. So it's been a great partnership. Obviously, really, the opening is just the beginning, though. You know, then we can really begin to do some things in the community that heretofore we have not been able to do. So we're very excited and thrilled for their partnership as well.
You know, as a mother, as a parent, I think that what gets me so excited about the First Tee is that you guys are really teaching kids to be productive citizens. And you've said it many times already, you know, these First Tee nine core values, what are they?
Well, they're honesty, integrity, sportsmanship, courtesy and confidence, respect and responsibility, and judgment and perseverance. And someday I'll tell you the story of how I came to memorize all those. Finally, so I can spit them out like that. We have good tools to do that. But in addition to the nine core values, inside of each level of the First Tee's curriculum are what we call core lessons. And they're life skills lessons that are initially introduced to the kids in the context of golf. That are appropriate for their age and maturity level that will allow them to take these skills initially on the golf course, try them out, and then transfer them to other areas of their lives. And things like, you know, conflict resolution and goal setting and self-management and, you know, the opportunity to try to maintain a positive attitude and all kinds of things are taught to the kids. And that's what makes the program so special and frankly, so different. Obviously, golf is the context, and that's paramount to what we do, but as kids go through these stages, they get so many other things from the program. So we're excited to be able to serve even more children in our community with the Learning Center, in addition to being able to reach deeper into the community and further partner with our community partners and get more and more kids involved in the full level of the curriculum. It's truly the best youth development initiative I've ever seen.
Kevin, I'm not sure if you already mentioned the statistic, but how many kids are involved in the First Tee of Fort Worth every year?
Well, this year we'll work with over 3,000 children in what we call our open enrolled programs. Those are the programs where, you know, young people are come to us through their parents or other folks that bring them to our facilities. In addition to that, All of our program initiatives combined will work with over 25,000 children this year, and that includes a really great national school program initiative that's launched nationally that is an elementary-based physical education curriculum that's delivered to the kids in their school setting. Our other community outreach initiatives with community partners like the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Clubs, the community centers of Fort Worth, and so forth. So we get more and more kids exposed to it, and more kids have the opportunity then to transition to ongoing involvement. So we're excited. That number has grown dramatically, but you know, to date, 4.7 million kids around the country and the world have been exposed to some aspect of First Tee programming, and it's growing all the time. So it's great to be involved in that, but we're very proud of that. And it's not just a number here in Fort Worth, but that we feel like, you know, we really try to provide quality programming, so that kids can get involved in something that's positive and to have, you know, an ongoing relationship with the First Tee program to help them in all areas of life, regardless of their resources, whether they have no resources in their life or whether they have great resources in life, the First Tee program can be of great value to them.
Well, talk about the kids being involved in something positive. How about every year when the Colonial rolls around, the big golf tournament? I mean, these kids get to meet some of the pros firsthand, and as I understand, they've had the opportunity to caddy for them.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we are very fortunate to have a community partner like the Colonial Country Club and the Crown Plaza Invitational Colonial. They provide us just unprecedented access during that week to what happens at the tournament, you know, and really make us feel like a fabric. But one of the great opportunities you mentioned is our annual Caddy Day, which is now expanded into 2 days, where the kids in our program get a chance to apply based on their merit and involvement in the program to quote-unquote caddy for one of the pros for one hole during the Pro-Am. And it is undoubtedly one of the highlights of the year for us. And hundreds of kids have now been involved in it, you know, through the course of these several years we've been doing it. And it's really made possible. It's a great opportunity to see the kids up close and personal with the touring pro. And pros are fantastic. The Colonial folks are tremendous to provide the opportunity. But that's just one aspect of it. We have, several hundred some volunteers out there. We supervise the short game area and get to see the pros practice their short game up close and personal. We supervise the e-ticketing process, the electronic ticketing. That's our group of volunteers. We have involvement in the youth clinic during the week. And this last year, they had a wonderful Fellowship of Christian Athletes event that where four of the touring pros hosted kids and their family during the week, too. So we really feel like we're really a fabric of the tournament. We're embraced by Colonial. Of course, J.J. Henry and his foundation provides a Henry House hideaway where families can come and, you know, kind of experience a skybox during the week and have some food and, you know, overlooking the 18th green. And really all those entities coming together to provide the children and families in our program really some marvelous experiences, including this year. We even had two of our young people got to serve as reporters for the week, had full press credentials,
have fun,
a number of stories, and really had a great time. So we, you know, each year it expands, and it started with the Caddy Day, though, at one day of the Caddy Day, and it's kind of transpired and grown from there.
We are teaming up with Kevin Long. He is the executive director for the First Tee of Fort Worth, always doing an outstanding job. Tell us and direct all of our listeners right now where they can go and find out more information, whether they want to enroll their child, or perhaps, you know, their background is in the game of golf, and they too would like to perhaps serve as a volunteer.
Absolutely, Alyssa. Our chapter's website is www.thefirstteeftworth.org. Or in these days, you can simply Google or whatever your search engine is, the First Tee of Fort Worth, and that'll get you there. The national site is thefirsttee.org. And there is a facility and chapter that's very good in Dallas, and that's thefirsttee.dallas.org. And, Liz, you mentioned something very important. It's not just the kids volunteering or the kids participating, but we very much are a volunteer organization. You know, we had 25,000 students or participants I mentioned to you. You know, we basically have three full-time staff and a number of contract instructors, but you know, you do the math. We very much are a volunteer organization, not just on the instructional side. You do not have to be a great golfer, although it's always the most fun to work with the kids. But even if you don't have a great background in golf, you can work with the kids. You can do any number of functions for us. We have volunteers who do everything from accounting to club repair and inventory to helping us with special events. You name it, we have a volunteer opportunity available to folks. And you know, you really feel like you're having great impact. So we'd love to have anybody visit our site, website, come out and visit our program in Rockwood and other locations. And I think you'll find that it's a wonderful organization to be involved with.
And speaking of special events, the 6th annual City of Fort Worth Pro-Am to benefit the First Tee of Fort Worth, that is going to be coming up real soon, Friday, October 7th, and that will be at Rockwood. Tell us about that, Kevin.
That's a really neat event, and you know, it is the 6th year we've done it. This year, I think it'll be even more special because the Learning Center will be almost done at that point, so that is a backdrop. But what we do there is, obviously, it's a fundraiser. It's sponsored by the City of Fort Worth in partnership and raising money for us for our program initiatives, and it's a really neat format. It's called a shamble format, and you play a best ball, and you play with a pro who is also playing their own tournament inside the tournament. It's actually one of the most unique formats I've ever seen. It's been a great fundraiser for us and a great friendraiser for us. It's not inaccessible price-wise, and it has been a really successful fundraiser for us. So we're excited to do that again because Rockwood, what's going on out there is something we'd like everyone to see, and if that Pro-Am helps them do that, that's great. And the only thing is that I have yet to win the Pro-Am. I keep trying to switch partners, but there's an old saying that the host can never win. So just so you know, but we have some great prizes, a lot of food and fun. We feed folks before and after the event and have some great raffle and door prizes and so forth. So, yeah, I'd really encourage folks to come on out and get involved. You know, interestingly, Alyssa, almost everybody that has played in that event at one time or another has become a volunteer or supporter of the program in another way. So often that's a good entree into, you know, a little better understanding of what we do and getting involved further with our organization.
We are having a wonderful conversation with Kevin Long, the executive director of the First Tee of Fort Worth. And I tell you what, you know, being at the Fort Worth City Junior Championships the past couple of years, I didn't know anything about the First Tee. And we met the most amazing family. Their son, Nick, is a terrific golfer, has a very bright future. Can you tell us a little bit about, as far as one of the things that you guys are helping your students be a part of the National Life and Leadership Academy out in Phoenix, Arizona? Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's one of several national opportunities. And the Narcisse family is an amazing family who came here after the hurricane, Katrina in New Orleans, and really kind of had to rebuild their lives. And First Tee became a very big part of it, not only for Nicholas, but also their other daughter, Janine. And we've become family. But Nicholas is just a great young man. There was a great article featured him in the local magazine lately. And the family story, but he has an opportunity to attend what's called the National Life Skills and Leadership Academy, which is a completely free opportunity that 100 First Tee students from around the country, it's an application process, very competitive, but he gets to go out to Phoenix, Arizona in August. I guess maybe that's the bad part of it, but it's a great resort and facility out there, so I think he'll survive, especially coming from here, but he gets to interact with and go through a week-long, very intensive sort of immersion in the life skills program of the First Tee, leadership development and training, and also, of course, golf improvement. And the idea being he comes back to the chapter better strengthened to utilize his skills and his new knowledge as a leader within our chapter. So that's the idea. And we've had at least one person get selected to go every year now for the last several years. And this year, for the very first time ever, we have two young men. Adam Austin and Nicholas are going to get to go have that experience. But beyond that, the First Tee provides some amazing opportunities that are free to the kids. We've had one of our students play in the First Tee Open at Pebble Beach last year. We had two students earlier this year, Sarah Rassman and Amy Myers, go to the Hank Haney International Junior Golf Academy on Hilton Head Island, experience that for a week. One of our other young ladies, Jessica Liptak, just got back from the National Advanced Academy, which is the next step beyond what Nicholas and Adam are going to. And there's just multiple opportunities for the kids that are provided via the First Tee, both locally and nationally. But Nicholas is one to keep an eye on. I'd keep your eye on him and see how he does in the upcoming years. A tremendous student and a wonderful golfer and just a fine young man. So I think he brought those traits to the table. In his case, I think we've been able to help him grow in his golf game and grow in his leadership, but obviously a wonderful family as well. And really what the first tee's all about when he gets right down to it.
Absolutely. As you said, just a very special family. We've been visiting with Kevin Long, the executive director of the First Tee of Fort Worth. One more time, tell all of our listeners where they can go and find out more information.
Our website, Alyssa, is www.thefirstteeftworth.org, or you can call us at 817-420-9370, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you.
We tip our hat to you because you really are making a difference and you're impacting young people's life and changing them in a great way. Thank you, Kevin, for all that you do for our community.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I always enjoy catching up with you, and I hope to talk to you soon. And I understand your son's going out to Pinehurst to play and that tournament, and have a great time out there.
We're going to have a great time. Thanks, Kevin. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.
The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell is the biggest names in sports. Delivering the insight. Delivering the insight you won't find anywhere else. Anywhere else. Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson. Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum. And Big E's regular guest of ESPN Radio, better known as the Double Nickel, Jason Peter. The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell. Miss one episode and you miss the game.